come back again, this time from Osama bin Laden. Aren't you just sick of hearing him bellow somewhere on Al Jazeera? That's where we start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll get into that in just a second. The other big buzz across the country, of course, is healthcare, 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 and more healthcare. We have said it's official because really Sunday the deal was sealed, and then on Tuesday President Obama signed the action that would kick into the law and make it law, but ultimately still there was a Senate hurdle. So here's what it sounded like earlier in the day. This was Senator Harry Reid.
I'm certainly in no way trying to denigrate those amendments that have been offered, but, you know, we have to understand not a single one of them has been adopted. And I don't know what we're trying to accomplish here. We have listened intently. Most of the comments from our side has been from the chairman of the Finance Committee, because most of these issues deal with jurisdiction that he has. But it's very clear that there's no attempt to improve the bill. There's an attempt to destroy this bill. And we already have a law in place. It's the bill that we passed here on Christmas Eve, 2009. That is the law of this land. This is a matter to improve that.
So we move from what Harry Reid had to say, talking about way back when and Christmas, to a different take, Senator Charles Grassley.
This amendment is based largely on the extenders package that passed the House last week. It includes a 30-day extension of unemployment insurance, COBRA coverage, and the SGR Medicare physician's payment fix. It includes provisions on federal poverty guidelines, national flood insurance, satellite television, and compensation for highway programs. There is one very important difference between my amendment and the House bill. My amendment is fully offset. We can do this without adding to the deficit. I urge its passage. Reserve the balance of my time.
All right, so here's the scoop. It's all a done deal now. The fix this package was kicked back from the Senate to the House. They voted, got the votes necessary, and then the president signs this into law. You heard there Grassley talking about what he specifically wanted. This so-called compromise package would add more than $60 billion to the plan, partly by expanding insurance subsidies for middle and lower income families. Some specific things: one, you already knew about the donut hole deal, closing the Medicare prescription drug donut hole by 2020 under the current law. So, you know, Medicare just stops it all up. They stop covering drug costs after a plan and a beneficiary have spent more than $2,800 on prescription drugs, in which, you know, in some cases it can certainly exceed that. So the people who are stuck in that hole will get a $250 rebate. We talked about that already before. The threshold for imposing the Cadillac tax on expensive health care plans to some of that coverage that's valued at more than $10,000 for individuals and $27,000 for families, that tax doesn't kick in until a few years later, 2018 down the road. There's also a 3.8% Medicare payroll tax on investment income for people who make more than $200,000 and couples making more than $250,000. And here's the one you're going to like. I couldn't wait to get to this. It eliminates a special exemption for the state of Nebraska from all new Medicaid expenses, known as the Cornhusker kickback. Oh, that was so infuriating when Senator Ben Nelson got his way, wasn't it? So the federal government will instead assist every state, you hear that, every state, by picking up 100% of the cost of expanded Medicaid coverage between 2014 and 2016, and then 90% when you go all the way up to 2020. That's good news for anybody that would be affected by that coverage. That's huge, because it was ridiculous that Nebraska was going to get that compensation and nobody else was going to get that. So also Senator Tom Coburn proposed that drugs for specific things like using Viagra and Cialis be limited to sex offenders. And Senator John McCain also tried to strike what they call the sweetheart deals down, like the $300 million in Medicaid funds for Louisiana. So that's, you know, it's pretty much tit-for-tat politics. I guess I could have summed that up much easier, huh? They started early in the morning, just after downing the orange juice and some coffee, rolled up their sleeves and went at it. And at the end of the day, the so-called fixes bill was approved. Here's the specific number, 220 to 207. That was the vote. Obama will sign this into law. It just makes the changes, some of the specifics I just told you, in the broader health care reform measure that Obama enacted by signing it on Tuesday. So approval by the House and the Senate concludes all this struggle over this health care reform legislation, which got no GOP support in any of the major votes in either chamber going all the way back to last year. And now we're still left with the, what does it really mean? What does this mean, and when do all the things kick in? And we've talked about that now for the past week and a half, really, going back to before the vote, actually 2 weeks before that. So we know where things are going to fall, and I'm scared to death on one side of this. Ultimately, what will happen to those premiums? Because I don't think it's fear-mongering or GOP nonsense. I think it's real. Having insurance people on, who many of them are Democrats, some of them are Republicans, but one thing they share in common is they know how to crunch the numbers, and it's about the numbers. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on what you missed, and you can hear one of those interviews with an insurance expert and get a better, I think, insight into what's to come down the road. All right, speaking of what's to come on America Tonight, we're going to check in with Pastor Stuart Farley. What a great guy he is. We had him on during the Haiti crisis, during that earthquake back in January. Such a giving person. And, you know, this has been his whole mission. He's been back to Haiti. He can tell us what he's seen in Haiti and what are some of the things that have to happen there, really. We know that the Haitians are going to the U.N. and asking for a bunch of money for reconstruction, and they need it. I mean, Port-au-Prince is still a wreck. It's just a couple of months later, and there are still so many people that are homeless. It seems like a lot of money rolled into Haiti, but the amount of money that you would go through with the food and the water and the search and rescue and all that other stuff, and now that everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people have certainly withdrawn, I'm wondering if the focus is off, or there's more attention than we think being paid to the people of Haiti. And as I mentioned at the top, Osama bin Laden, I couldn't help it, once again on tape threatening to kill Americans in a brand new message that was released on Thursday. I'll give you the specifics of that a little bit later this hour. It was 74 seconds, and as I said, it's Al Jazeera all the time. They aired it over and over and over again. It's not a surprise, but is it Memorex? Is it real? Osama bin Laden, will he ever be captured? Do you want to see this guy be captured? And the answer to that is, oh, you bet. Stay with us. The pastor coming up on the flip side.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make sure hands go.
Wow!
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the moon. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Well, we know the world was so focused on Haiti back in January, but now you still see some stories, and certainly we've talked about it on America Tonight, many of you so generously giving to the people in Haiti. But with the cameras pretty much off the scene as they were rolling constantly, you know, it's that out of sight, out of mind thing. One of the wonderful people that we talked to when this happened who gave us some great insights is Pastor Stuart Farley, and he joins us again. He is a longtime supporter of the International Missions Outreach in Haiti, and he serves on the mission's board of directors. By the way, it's one of the largest and longest standing active mission organizations in that country, in Haiti. Pastor, thanks for popping on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me back on.
Okay, so you've been there. Give us give us a thumbnail sketch of what you saw and what the needs are.
Well, first of all, I appreciate so much you recognizing that, you know, the cameras are gone, but the need still exists. The people of Haiti are so resilient that it's mind-boggling to me. I went down there 2 weeks ago and was there for more than a week, and the destruction that has taken place there. I mean, everywhere that I went in Port-au-Prince, it was like a war zone. I mean, every building was affected somehow. It's incredible. The number of people that this has affected is incredible. You know, we have a lot of children that we support. I personally support 10 children in Haiti through the mission program, and I got to see 8 of those kids while I was there. 4 of those children had lost their homes. Their homes had been destroyed. But they were happy. They were upbeat. It's just incredible. But it's hard to imagine the devastation. 2 of the gentlemen who went with me are contractors, and we were looking at all the buildings, and they would look at me and they would say, how do we tell people at home how bad this is? It's just incredibly bad.
So from your perspective, how incredible it is, how it's torn up Port-au-Prince, et cetera, How do you think the relief efforts are going?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of things has happened, and there are, you know, the U.S. has really stepped up to the plate and accomplished a lot of things. They've got a lot of food there. Again, the resiliency of the people, the tent cities, the number of people who are without their homes. And, you know, here in America, we have insurance. We have a government that steps up to the plate. And even though after a period of time, it begins to come back, there's no infrastructure there. There's the government there is not trying to do anything for the people. And if it wasn't for the other nations stepping up to the plate and helping, there would be nothing going on there. So, I mean, it's still all of the church organizations are doing great works there. I mean, and it's hard to even imagine how many years it will take to build back. We're working with some people trying to get together, like Habitat for Humanity, some homes that really are like a little two-room, 15 by 20 or 15 by 25 panelized homes that we can put together. It's a little bit more sturdy than a tent that would probably last 20 or 30 years there, and we're trying to get some of those kinds of things together just to help the people.
Well, Pastor, you probably would have seen this too as well in saying trying to get these homes together. Besides that and all that you saw, did you also see people struggling because a lot had lost limbs? And I know that there are doctors that are trying to get more prosthesis down to the people or across to the people in Haiti. But apparently that's bad too because more people are dying as a result of some of the injuries they sustained.
Yeah, they are. I've never seen as many people that had lost limbs. Mm. Of course, you know, the loss of life is incredible. There are still buildings that collapsed that they have not touched. They've, of course, you know, much of the governmental buildings, the post office had completely been removed. So many of the buildings, there are still major edifices where they've not yet even found all the bodies. You know, we have the motel there where a couple of Americans were there. They had still not fully excavated that place. And it's just, you know, again, the massiveness of how this affects so many people is just, I mean, it boggles your mind. And so people need to continue to support a lot of any of the religious organizations. Of course, I'm connected with International Missions Outreach, imohaiti.com. You can go to the website and continue to contribute there. But there are so many good organizations there from all walks of faith that are doing, they're there meeting the needs of the people. And it's, like I say, it's just the need still exists tremendously.
Your own personal mission and so many of the people that you've been able to help, Pastor, how long do you think before you can get all of, I guess for lack of a better word, your ducks in a row, get everything built and everything back to where it was? How long do you think that's going to take?
Well, we estimate that the mission that we're involved in has had about what we would call a 20-year setback. Now, on the compound itself, we've restored those buildings back. And we had constructed those well, and so we were in good shape. The homes of the pastors we have, of the 13 employees that we had on the compound, 11 of those lost their homes. And of course, we hope to get those in the next year. We hope to set a program in place that will get those homes back. We have, you know, we've educated about 8,000 pastors through the years on the island. And those pastors, some of them, you know, haven't been affected in the outer lying areas, but right there from Carfu to Port-au-Prince in that immediate area where the earthquake was so devastating, it's going to take us 5 to 10 years to restore those that we are affiliated with. And we recognize that. We have about 10 church buildings that have been affected and 8 schools that have been affected, and some of that is minor work, but some of those are going to have to be completely tore down and rebuilt, because the fear of the people of going back in the buildings because of all the aftershocks is another issue that's just been a major trauma thing there. You know, but again, the thing that just amazed me is how upbeat the people were. I went to a church and they were just glad to see you and just glad that you were there. And they just, even though they'd, like I say, had lost their homes, they were still, resilient. They were just positive. It was encouraging to me to just see, how resilient those people were and how upbeat they were.
Yeah, boy, terrific stuff that you're doing and trying to keep that awareness level up. Is that your biggest fear, that the awareness continues to go down and then the money won't pour in that's certainly needed to help the people of Haiti?
That's exactly right. I mean, they have no way of rebuilding themselves. And unless we as a nation or other countries around the world continue to just support and do, it'll take 15 to 20 years for them to rebuild. We're hoping and of course praying and believing that people will continue to support, that work teams will continue to go down there, and groups will continue to support and rebuild. You know, we have a great program here in the U.S. called Habitat for Humanity that's trying to put everybody in a decent home here in the U.S. And that's what we're trying to do, is to not only affect the, major organizations there, but the people themselves are going to need some help, just like we do here with Habitat for Humanity and other humanitarian organizations that feed and take care of the people.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And tell everybody again the website so we can all go to that website.
Okay, it's imohaiti.com. IMO, the letters, and then Haiti, HAITI.com, and you'll see Haiti Relief. And if you go there and contribute anything, the missionaries there do not receive a salary from the missions. 100% of everything you go give immediately goes there, and every effort is being made to rebuild and restore. We're having a fundraiser at our church this weekend called Pasta with a Purpose, where we're raising money again to continue to go. Our congregation has already given over $50,000, and my goal is to, at least in the next 2 months, to raise another $50,000 to continue to go and
get the people over there and keep raising that awareness. Pastor, thanks so much for the good works. Hang with us, everybody.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Just as a follow-up to Pastor Farley's, bravo to his efforts and all the others who are doing the things that they're doing so graciously for people of other lands, like Haiti, and he's been there for a long time. So his mission was there. They weren't drawing salaries, and they were trying to help the people in any way they could, and then the people were rocked by that earthquake. So he knows the area and knows the people there. And bravo to him, just another great American. Yeah. Who says Americans aren't giving people? Absolutely. Definitely. I talked about this Osama bin Laden thing, and I just wanted to give you the gist of this. As I mentioned already, 74 seconds of blah, blah, blah on Al Jazeera TV, he specifically mentioned Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who, as we all know, was captured in Pakistan in 2003, and he is the most senior al-Qaeda guy in U.S. custody and is at Gidmo. In 2008, the U.S. charged KSM with murder and war crimes in connection with September 11, 2001, the attacks. So what bin Laden says is, the White House, this is a quote, the White House has expressed its desire to execute them, meaning KSM and the four others. The day America makes that decision will be the day it has issued a death sentence for any one of you that is taken captive. You know what? These idle threats and this nonsense, that the venom that he spews out, it's probably, we shouldn't even give it any attention. The only thing I think when we look at bin Laden is, because he is the anointed messiah of so many people, jihadists, people who would do harm to Western nations like the United States, certainly, that's the danger in his venomous words and whatever he says when he smashes our politicians and that we were wronged and we shouldn't support Israel, and we're occupying land in Palestine and all that other sort of stuff. and going on to say things like, America, behind oceans, you think you're safe from the wrath of the oppressed until the reaction is loud and strong in your homeland. I just wish this guy would go away. Can't somebody blow him out of the water? So now we have this weird thing in the midst of that going on since Attorney General Eric Holder's plan to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in a civilian court in New York City with the four others is now kind of thrown into Never Never Land. The Attorney General, I think, is really trying to stick with that. The White House is hedging its bets, initially saying, well, maybe there are some other places where we can look at, and then bouncing back to New York. In the meantime, New York says, we can't afford to try these people here because we don't have the money to do it, to shut off all the 17-city blocks and whatnot. And see, the one thing when you hear bin Laden speak that you do realize is he has some juice with people who would harm Americans, like I said, with any kind of an al-Qaeda network. So I truly believe, and I thought this the second they talked about New York City, it was ridiculous, because of the possibility of such a big stage again, somebody, somehow, somewhere, some way, would do something in New York. No matter how much of a lockdown you have, you cannot 100% guarantee the safety of the people of that city, of course. So there would be someone somehow that would slip through the net. But if only, oh only, we could shut up bin Laden. Wouldn't that be great? If I had a wish list of things to happen in the positive column, honestly, that would be in the positive column. Whether it's capture him, find him that he is dead, or whatever the situation is. How is it that he's hiding somewhere between Afghanistan and Pakistan? Have we not heard this now for since 2001, since the attacks? With the kind of technology we have, with the amazing intelligence we have, and obviously the Pakistan folks have the same thing, is it that somebody is carefully guarding bin Laden? 50 million on his head, it doesn't matter. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
I'm great. How about you?
Simply fantastic. Went on a great trip to the airport today.
Really? Great trip to the airport. So you were dropping your girlfriend off?
No, I was picking up Steve.
Oh, that's right, because he came back to Canada, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and... because his father...
Let me stop you for a second. How long is that flight from Israel to Montreal?
Well, he had to change planes in London, so it took about 16 hours.
Woo! And how was he pretty... You know how you feel kind of bedraggled when you get off the plane? How did he look?
Well, I mean, he looked a little tired, but he was able to sleep. He was able to sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, because in the old days, Al used to have direct flights from here to Tel Aviv, but now we'd have to go Montreal, Toronto, and then Tel Aviv. But on the internet, his parents were able to get him a cheap flight, Tel Aviv, London. I said, did you have time to go visit Her Majesty? He goes, no, I didn't. I went, oh, okay. And then...
oh, I like that. Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, would you... I mean...
Would I care now?
Yeah, I said, well, would... And he said, because one of his roommates is a real diehard Liverpool supporter.
Right.
So I said, I'm surprised he didn't say, why don't you stay a couple of days with his relatives in Liverpool? He goes, how'd you know he'd tell you that? I go, lucky guess. Anyway, well, that's besides the point. When we were driving back and he was relatively wide awake, I said, okay, was BB's trip a waste? He goes, no, it wasn't, but you want to hear something? BB's brother-in-law is a big college professor. He called President Obama an anti-Semite.
Who? Say that again. He called him an anti-Semite after coming out of those meetings?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't hear that anywhere.
Well, no, it was like a little article in one of the Israeli newspapers. It was like he's just a college professor. He's not like a big government minister or anything. So it's sort of like, okay, BB's going to fly back. Tell him to shut up and put a sock in it.
There you go.
Yeah, or, well, I said, Steve, I can think of better things. He goes, let me guess. Fly him over here, tie him to a hockey net, and let the Canadians use him as hockey practice. I was going to say, no, send him to Hamilton and let the Bulldogs, that's Montreal's farm team, use him as target practice. And he's, because where he lives in Israel, where he works, they've got medical coverage. Because you were talking about this.
Healthcare, yeah.
Yeah, the healthcare thing. Now, him and I are sort of like semi-confused. You said so many states are taking the president to court over this. Is it the governors or is it like the senators? This is what confuses me.
No. What happened was, I mean, forget that whole thing because it's totally clear. The president just has to sign it with the few little tweaks and changes. What's happening is the constitutionality is being challenged by a handful of states, by, you know, 14 states, Florida, Texas, Alabama, because of what's going to happen ultimately, the money that the states are going to have to pony up because of this federal law.
Okay,
when there's the shortfall, that's kind of the easy explanation of it.
It sounds like the governors of each state are sound like they're doing. I mean, obviously, I don't know how it works.
It's just a legal challenge. It's not the quotes governors. I mean, although Governor Perry would be the first one to say he's a Republican and he's in Texas and he would say he doesn't like it. Yeah.
Okay, you know, because him and I were talking about it, and they were talking about it, you know, in the Israeli press as well. And then he calls me tonight because we're talking about maybe getting together Sunday afternoon to do an uncle nephew thing. His father's synagogue said, "Would Steve like to give the sermon on Saturday?" And he said, "Okay, can." So Steve said, "Yeah, I think I can squeeze 15 minutes." So
there you go. Then people, you know, it'd be an interesting sermon, actually, because he could share his point of view, actually, from Israel.
Well, this particular synagogue, the rule is if you're giving a sermon, no politics.
Oh, okay. So he could do that in conversations with people, but not actually when he's up in the pulpit.
Right. I mean, he'll talk about, Passover's coming up, maybe some Jewish law on Passover, the Torah portion of the week. And, of course, knowing the rabbi of the synagogue, he's not allowed to write on Saturday. He'll sit there and go, well, you did it this way, you did it that way. And Steve will come back and say, well, you know who ordained me? And then the rabbi of the synagogue will say, who? Steve will say, rabbi, whomever. And his rabbi will, like, his knees will buckle. Because in certain circles, when this rabbi ordains you, it's like any door will open for you. And then Saturday night he'll watch something he hasn't been able to watch live for a long time. Hockey game.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. You can tell Uncle Sammy is proud, definitely. Tell the rabbi we say hello and you have a fabulous weekend.
You've known him long enough. I think you can call him Steve.
All right, tell Steve we said hello. Ah, my oh my. The weekend is coming up, and because the weekend is coming up, maybe, like Sam, you have relatives in town, and perhaps you want to get away from those relatives for a few hours. So, wanting to do that, perhaps you will be going to the movies. Coming up in our last hour of America Tonight, we do our little cheap movie review. And there's kind of some interesting fare that's out there this week. Not the big releases like the Alice in Wonderlands. That's coming up, though. When you get closer to Memorial Day, that's like a blockbuster weekend. And then as you get into the summer, some of the other flicks that have been getting a little bit of buzz, you might go to a movie and you see the little trailers for them. Some of the bigger movies will start to come out again. But we're not going to be talking about movies next. Next, it's Odds and Ends. Hang through, everybody.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper, more than 30,000 products. Yes, 30,000. And 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all online at TacTownGear.com. Get 72 hours survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. TacTown Gear personnel has more than 25 years experience in military and LE, so you'll be dealing with hardcore pros. Call today, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTOWNgear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Kate Delaney hanging out with you across every nook and cranny in this great land with a little old show called America Tonight. Part of Odds and Ends includes this one for all of you people deep into the NCAA tournament or really just gambling on a bracket that somebody handed you. I think some people are in trouble because Butler got rid of a number one seed. Another one goes down, bites the dust. Syracuse is out, 63-59. Woo! That's a big upset. I mean, a big upset in the sense that a lot of people thought the Cues would hang in there, but the orange is gone. Kentucky's still hanging through, though. Good for all the people listening to us in Kentucky, and I had Kentucky winning the whole thing, so I feel good about that. Remember, nail the score. We'll do it again next week. We'll see if we have any winners. I don't think we have any winners on the Kentucky game, but there is one other game to be played. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. You sound good. Are you good?
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm on the uphill slide. I've been sick.
Oh.
I got a question to ask and then some comment I wanted to make on something I heard that went with this bill that they just passed the day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
My question is, number one, and maybe you know the answer or know where I can find the answer. I have been listening and nowhere in this 4 years of paying ahead for your insurance and wishing you sure had it have I heard anything about where Medicare is in the scheme of all of this? Do you know?
Well, Medicare, in fact, one of the things that happened with Medicare is, remember the senator from Nebraska who got some, wanted some money in an amendment to cover what would happen, the extra charges to all the people who would be on Medicare, ultimately with the baby boomers. Well, what happened was, I'm giving you the shortest explanation I can. This now goes back to Obama to sign, and they had what they call the fixes, part of it, or, you know, going back to the Senate where they could, senators could stick some more things in. I think that's the better way to say it. It sounds weird. The fixes and the legislative action. That's not officially what it's called. And so what's happened here is, because you're somebody who cares about this, just like my mother and others, and worrying about the baby boomers, one of the things that was stuck in this fixes bill includes a provision that will cover you down the line for Medicaid expenses. So what we mean by that is the federal government is going to pick up across this, all the states, so Texas included, 100% of the cost of expanded Medicaid coverage between 2014 and 2016, and then 90% starting in 2020 before you would see anything, you know, any more money kick in. So you should be fine. It should stay the same.
Medicaid, but I'm asking about Medicare.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Medicare. Well, Medicare, the thing that happened with Medicare is the donut hole prescription drug thing.
But we still have our Medicare as is. The premium's not going up and everything's the same.
No, everything's the same. The only thing that changed with Medicare is the prescription drug thing. Yeah.
That's Medicare Part D. Okay.
Right.
Now, I have a problem, and I feel sorry for everybody. You know, paying now, I've been told that people have to start paying on this coverage now, but they won't get the coverage except for the kids for 4 years. Now, this is kind of like buying a house in layaway, isn't it? You make the premium, and you get to drive by the house and go, gee, I wish I could live in there right now. The kids get to go in and use the bathroom, but we can't move in yet. That's the way I look at this. It's stupid. Why in the world would they want to gather money from everybody when they don't even have the coverage to offer them up front for 4 years? And if you don't pay it, you still get fined. And as you and I both know, if you don't pay a fine, you usually end up going to jail.
Well, here's what will happen.
Jail tenancy.
The IRS is, what's going to happen is they would probably garnish wages. What's going to happen is the IRS is going to hire 16,000 people to be the strong arm of the law, to be the strong arm and enforce all of this so that if you don't pay, that's where the, you know, somebody will be able to comb through all the returns, find out, and then fine you that amount or fine this small business as well. But I understand what you're saying about the layaway. How weird is that, that all this panic over health care and, oh, these people don't have coverage, but we have to wait so you get the coverage. Yes, but here's what the answer would be. Here's what the answer would be from a politician, and even from some of the medical field. They'd say, well, Dana, you know, by the time we figure this all out and cut through the red tape and make a system, because now we don't have all these new things in place, it's going to take that long. That's what they would tell you.
Well, you answered my Medicare question. I still am in a blitz over this pay now and get your coverage later thing. Sounds like a scam to me. But
you're not alone in that.
We're really going to be financing two wars and maybe a third. They're just not going to tell us right now. Now, the other thing that I did hear that is exactly what's going on with these damn mortgage companies anyway is now they're saying that before these companies can foreclose, they have to tell the people if they got their modification or not. What the hell do they think they've been doing? That's the problem. They put them in this forbearance trial payment period, and then at the end of the road, 3 months, 10 months, I say, oh, by the way, you didn't get your modification. And in some cases, they're giving the people a period of time to cure the financial difference between their mortgage payments and their trial payment difference, you know, because it's always less than your actual mortgage payment. But in some cases, they're just telling them you don't get the modification and they're sending their house straight into foreclosure. What is different by what they passed and what they've been doing anyway? It's not like they haven't been telling people they didn't get their modification, you're going to foreclosure. They've been doing that.
Right, right. Well, it's just, it's,
where's
you know
the
what
advantage here?
Well, the what it is it's called CYA. They're covering themselves.
They're making it law now.
That's right. They're making it law, and that's the only difference that you just pointed out. That's it. That's it. Yeah.
What did all of this crap accomplish? Have you heard anything good out of this major bill that they, other than they did something with the student loans and more Pell Grant money or something for
college people? The student loans, it'll be a little bit of a relief there. And the thing, ultimately, what'll kick in the pre-existing conditions. Right now, for kids, that's right off the top.
Well,
but for adults, that doesn't kick in.
You heard about that baby here locally at Children's Hospitals where they that had the two main vessels in his heart had been switched.
Yeah.
Congenital birth defect. And that poor baby, the dad, they can't even get coverage on the policy that they had. They're calling it pre-existing.
I know.
Isn't that a stretch of the imagination?
I know. I mean, it's, you know what? I think honestly, the insurance companies, they'll do anything to get their money. It's like when the patient goes into the hospital.
Keep from paying money, too.
Right, for keep from paying money. Right, either way. And that's all that it's about. Absolutely, Dana. That's all it's about. There's a crazy thing. Thanks. You have a good weekend. There's
a crazy
thing that happens when people go into the hospital. Like let's say somebody goes in a coma and you're the son, the daughter, whatever. You gotta look really closely at that paperwork. Because in the paperwork, they'll talk about, like, let's say your mother's covered by insurance or covered with, Medicare. Ultimately, sometimes somebody stays in the hospital a little bit longer and there's some overage. And I'm telling you, they want blood. They want you to sign the financial papers. Should anything happen, you're on the hook. And there have been people that have lost houses and stuff because they didn't read the paperwork. It didn't used to be like that. Somebody, oh my gosh, somebody's in trouble. They're dying. They're practically in a coma. It wasn't that way. You just admitted them to the hospital. Yes, here's their insurance card. But now, read the paperwork. Absolutely. Have any thoughts on the changes in healthcare or any of the other things that we talked about, like the hunt for Osama bin Laden, anything to quiet him up with all these Al Jazeera remarks? Send us the thoughts to AmericaTonight.net.
What's up, Doc?